So we'll be covering the basic forward bends. So whatever you usually use for forward bends, have that equipment near you. And it's important that you work to your own capacity, especially in these trying times. So while I'll be taking each pose to its final stage, it's important for you to be in the stage that is correct for you at this time. So in the sequencing of forward bends, the initial stage is the basing sitting position, which is called Uttita, where you show the specific placement of the legs. The second stage is Urdhvahasta, where you extend the arms up, extending the sides of the trunk evenly, especially observing the bent leg side. The third stage, or the intermediate stage, is Urdhvamukha, where you hold either the foot or a strap with a concave back, not completely forward and definitely not sitting upright. And the final stage is the full forward bend with the head and the heart down. The main point to remember is that forward bends mean going forward, not down. So they're not downward bends, but forward bends. So keep that in mind during all the poses, at how much you have to elongate the anterior body, or in other ways, that the anterior body doesn't contract and harden. Between each pose, and if necessary between each side, you'll sit in Dandasana with the legs straight out, sitting sharp on your two sit bones, and watch that the sacrum holds in and the lumbar lifts up. If you find in the sitting position or in the other poses that the sacrum lumbar is distorted, then sit higher. Always work even the uneven poses to have evenness on the sit bones. Prepare for Janu Shasasana, right side. So have your left leg straight and the outer foot and outer thigh in line with the left side of your mat. Bend the right knee out to the side. Bring the heel nearer to its own groin and take the knee back a little bit more. Now, don't rock. Distribute the weight evenly on both buttocks, even though the legs are dissimilar, but trying to bring evenness to the buttocks in this uneven pose. Wait there. be there in this Uttita position. Urdhvahastasana, raise the arms up, side ribs up. Inhale and exhale, go forward, holding on to the foot or holding on to the strap, concave back. Expand the chest, extend the trunk forward, floating ribs forward, and extend towards the chest. Feel how the bent leg side trunk has to stretch more, with that leg being grounded. Keep the outer thigh down as you come forward with the sternum and allow that chest to open. Going forward, maintaining the length in the anterior torso, bend the elbows out to the side and go forward. It's a complicated pose because there's two actions. You're revolving and lengthening as you go forward. Now, with the left hand on the floor on the outside of the left leg, right hand on the little toe side of the left foot. Once more, lift up slightly and now rotate the trunk. So you're releasing the abdomen from right to left, right inner groin passive, moving the trunk to the left, go forward and support the forehead on a blanket and be there for a moment. Inhale, come up. Release, straighten the legs out in front, and prepare for the second side. Check the whole of the right outside leg in line with your mat. Make the left knee as obtuse, that means greater than 90 degrees if possible, and keep the outer thigh down. Sit up evenly. Sitting in that Uttita position, levelizing, and you can feel the pull of your abdomen being pulled to the left. Soften, release, pause, wait there. Raise the arms up, side ribs up, holding up, and exhale, go forward with that elongation. Right hand onto the floor on the outside of the leg, left hand holding the little toe side of the foot, lift up, concave the back ribs, keep the rotation of the trunk, keep turning it towards the right, towards the straight leg side, lift the sternum, bottom chest extending, pause there. Revolve the trunk, back ribs turning, and then exhaling, going forward with that extension. So watch you're not over pulling, don't force the body, let it have its freedom. Levelize the shoulders. Levelize the back ribs. So watch that there's no dropping on that left side back ribs. Bring the tailbone closer to the head. Tailbone moves deeper in. Don't take the tailbone back as the head goes down. Exhale. Inhale, come up. Sit in Dandasana. And prepare for Triang Mukha Ekapada Paschimottanasana. Bend your right leg. Place it by the side of your right hip in Virasana. Sole facing up. Inner edge of the calf touching the outer edge of the thigh. And your left leg straight out in front in Dandasana. The right foot, toes pointing straight back. Press the little toe into the floor. Watch that you're not sitting on your Virasana foot. If you need to, sit up and levelize the sit bones. And learn to sit a little bit more on the bent leg side, more so than the straight leg side. So if there's a little bit of tilting, just fold a blanket under the outer buttock of your extended leg. Urdhva Mukha. Raise the sides of the chest up evenly. Keep the trunk in the center, weight even over both buttocks. And now extending forward, keeping that anterior trunk long. Keep the chest open. Holding the foot, concave back, look up, keeping the weight even. Over both sit bones, extend forward. Lengthen the sternum, side ribs long. See how the Virasana, the inner thigh, is automatically rolling in? So keep the outer thigh and that buttock down. Going forward, groin soft, groins of the bent leg should be soft, surrendered to the floor, groin going down. Allow the weight to come onto that right buttock. Don't sleep on the outer leg. Don't over-roll to the outer leg. So slant the body to the right. Exhale and inhale, come up. Readjust. Prepare for the second side. Left leg bent. Right leg straight. Understand the base of the pose, the pelvis. Watch the Virasana calf muscle lengthens and it rolls out. So the little toes to the floor. As the inner upper thigh is automatically rolling in, the outer thigh and the buttock can stay down. Dandasana leg, inner thigh and inner groin down. to keep the weight even over the buttocks, press the Virasena, your left shin and buttock down. Anchor that Virasena leg from the root, from the outer thigh. Urdhvahasta, and feel if there's any unevenness in the buttocks. If so, adjust. Pressing the left toes to the floor, come forward. Hold the foot. Urdhva Mukha, concave back. Centralize the navel between the two legs. Lift the sternum plate. Elongate the abdominal walls, bending the elbows out to the side. Come forward. From the nipples to the floating ribs, no collapsing. The lower ribs shouldn't get cramped. Bending the elbows, draw and open that area. And then be quiet. Soften the abdomen. Don't lie over the right leg, the straight leg. Keep the left side ribs closer to the left bent leg. No tension in the throat, mouth, tongue. And just be quiet. And inhale, come up, straighten the legs out, push away on the heels, Marichyasana 1. Marichi was a sage, and this pose is dedicated to him. So have your left leg straight out, bend the right leg, bring the heel to the center of the right buttock. To increase or allow the outer thigh, the right outer thigh to come closer to the trunk, come up onto the ball of your right foot. Slide the foot in a little bit more and then lower it down. Just have the toes slightly in to maintain them to go forward. Right knee facing towards the ceiling and sit evenly on both sit bones. Extend the spine horizontally, broadening at the floating ribs. Raise the arms up, side ribs up. Urdhvahasta, extending up. And keeping those side ribs well lifted, go forward and hold on to the outside edges of your left foot with both hands. Concave the back ribs. So move the arms back into the socket and the shoulder blades onto the back ribs, sternum well lifted, clavicles, collarbones broadened. Wait there. Going forward, take the right side of the trunk to touch the inside of the right thigh. Extend the sides of the trunk evenly. And now, bending the elbows out to the side, extend the front body along the left leg. Press on your right big toe so you're not allowing that knee to drop out to the side. Now, if that's enough for you, stay there for the others. Release those side ribs on the right, not only forward but downward. Turn the palm to face up to the ceiling, right palm up to face the ceiling. Wrap it around and take the hands behind the back, both palms facing out. Left hand gripping the right. Pull the right shoulder back, left shoulder forward as you take your head down. Be quiet there. Extend not only the arm, but the armpit chest forward. Exhale. Inhale, come up, release, straighten the legs, change sides, left heel, bring it back, heel in line with the center of the back thigh, ascend the shin, descend the groin, press the right big toe down and lift the shin up. Straight leg down. So that's your right leg down, but the toes are facing up. Back ribs in, sternum up. Throat quiet. Urdhva Hasta. Raise the arms up, side ribs up, hold it there. Pressing down on the left big toe mound, lengthen the shin so it's perpendicular. Elongating the trunk. Bend so that the torso must be lengthening. Then take the hands behind. Palms facing out. Hold on, get a grip. And now, top sternum bone forward. Don't let the chin go to the neck. Chin forward, trapezius backwards, with the hands behind. There's an advantage to move the trapezius back. Skin on the trapezius back as you go forward. Be quiet there. Press the heel, the bent leg heel, and move the shin and the calf towards the thigh. Throat quiet. And then release. Straighten the legs. Sit up. Sit in Dandasana. and continue your session as you wish.